Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, it is the D-Hour Radio Network. D-Slate in the building once again for you fellow listeners, all my listeners out there, the fit-ins, we like to call you, because when you listen to us, you absolutely fit in to everything that's going on the D-Hour Radio Network. D-Verse Radio, tonight on this lovely Thursday, June 23rd, 2016. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with me tonight. Tonight, we will be talking to sensational 90s R&B group All For One is going to be hanging out with us tonight. So definitely make sure you guys don't go nowhere. We'll be talking with them about their longevity in the music business as well as their new album, 20 Plus. And we will be debuting one of the hits off their new album tonight. So definitely make sure you guys don't go nowhere. And we're going to also be playing all your favorite hits, you know how we do it. D-Slate's Blow the Dust Off of them, old school double play. So what's going down tonight on D-Verse Radio, so get it in. We're at the top of the hour, 3 minutes past the hour. I want to say that, I'm a Chicago Bulls fan, you know, for those who probably don't know. I'm a Chicago Bulls fan, and I know that a lot of Bulls fans are at odds or a little bothered right now because the word is out that Derrick Rose is going to be traded to the New York Knicks. Now, everybody has their own opinions about it. Everybody's, you know, from Chicago is talking about it and, you know, wondering what's going on. I mean, I look at it like this. It really doesn't bother me personally. You know, if that's what's going to go down with him, I guess that's what's going to go down. I'm just going to be real. You know, the last couple of seasons, we haven't really been seeing too much from him. You know, he spent a lot of time on the bench because of injuries and different things like that. So, you know, because Chicago wasn't able to have their star player out there, you know, throughout all the games, you know, it was hard to progress in the regular season and progress to the playoffs. So we just haven't been having any luck with that due to his injury. So I don't know if he's a little shell-shocked, you know, because of his injuries that he's had. And, you know, that's the reason why his gameplay hasn't been the way it was when he first took the Bulls to the playoffs. He took them twice, and he was killing it, you know. So, like I said, if that's what – that's what the basketball gods have predicted, that, you know, have foreseen that that's where he's going to be at, then so be it. You know, we've been, as a Chicago Bulls fans, all my Bulls fans out there, we've gone through this before. You know, we got rid of players, and we had to rebuild, and we got to build another fantastic team again. So don't worry, Chicago has a legacy of being a great team, so we'll get back there. You know, all my Bulls fans, don't worry about it. We'll get back there. We'll be a great team again, so just be patient. You know, a lot of teams, trust me, it's a lot of teams in the NBA had to, you know, a lot of fans in the NBA that had to go several seasons, many, many seasons, rooting for a sorry team, rooting for a team that, wasn't playing well. I mean, Philadelphia, you know, I mean, look at the Cleveland Cavaliers. You know, congratulations to them. They're the NBA champions. You know, and for some time, they weren't a very good team, you know, before LeBron got over there. You know, they weren't a very good team. Golden State, you know, they were the champions last year, went to the finals this year. I mean, before Curry and a lot of those other guys got there, they weren't really a good team. You know, so it's just, you know, as a fan, you know, you gotta stay in there, and you just gotta support them, and you know, hopefully they'll build a better team, and we'll be back to that winning glory that we've always known, you know, from the Bulls. So don't worry about it; it's all good. We'll get there. I also heard that, and I'll bring this up a little later before we end the show tonight. But I heard there was a tragedy in Chicago. A young woman was stabbed to death on one of the trains, and so a lot of Chicagoans are a little bit bothered about that, and talking about things going on and people not helping and not, you know, I noticed a lot of that has been going on in Chicago, you know, things happening to people and bystanders just sitting around not doing anything. I don't know. It's Chicago's crazy right now. You know, that's my home. You know, that's where I'm from, but it's really crazy out there right now. And you got people talking about it's the end times and end days because of the craziness and the chaos that's happening out there. And people shouldn't have to think like that. People shouldn't have to have that mentality, thinking that that's what's going on because of the craziness. So, you know, we'll talk about that a little later. I don't want to, I don't want to scare anybody or put anybody in a down mood. We don't want to do that, because All For One is going to be in the building tonight. So don't go nowhere. All For One is going to be hanging out with us in a little bit. So we got the hits. You know, we always got the hits. And we're going to start off the hits with one of All For One's classic singles, as well as some SWV, some DNCE. We got some Fantasia. Don't go nowhere. It's your boy D Slate. D-Verse Radio, DL Radio Network. You already know how it is.
By the moon and the stars in the sky. And I swear, like a shadow that's by your side. See the questions in your eyes. I know what's weighing on your mind. You can be sure I know my part. 'Cause I stand beside you through the years. You'll only cry though. Like a shadow that's by your side.
build your dreams with these two hands. We'll hang some memories on the wall. And when just the two of us are there, you won't have to ask.
Yeah. up Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday,
every day.
That's about a week to keep that boy weak.
You give me butterflies, you must be a caterpillar. Liking your IG picture, but I just can't wait to see you. I don't see nobody, I'm Stevie up on the gram. My girl's like, hot damn, you love him like that's your man.
catch you. They say they gon' say some things that don't do nothing but remind me. And if they bring in a problem, there's no sign for it. You wanna tell me how it is, but there's no sign for it. You wanna tell me how you feel, but there's no sign for it. Do you think it's a change by the way? Don't you think I'm a cat, cause I'm not. Got my mind on my money, and it don't really matter. There's no sign for it. Gossip, what they gonna say? She got off the plane. I'm strictly focused on cars and dollar signs in my pocket. So I've been out the way. Think I've been the same. You can't hang today. If there's nothing fake here about it, well, the ones who causing me problems. There's no time for it. You wanna tell me how it is, but there's no time for it. You wanna tell me how you feel, but there's no time for it. By the way, don't you think I'm a cat, cause I'm not. Got my mind on my money, and it don't really matter. There's no time for it. No, 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 no. You wanna tell me how it is, but there's no time for it. No time. You wanna tell me how you feel, but there's no time for it. Do you think it's a change? By the way, don't you think I'm a cat, cause I'm not.
better, baby, than your love. No one today, baby, was just taking off. If anybody asks you why you're not coming in, tell them that you're sick in love with me. I'm gonna be holding, squeezing, loving, teasing you all day, baby. Yes, I am. You're gonna be kissing, squeezing, loving me crazy, girl.
Oh, baby, yeah. Good love.
Radio Network, D Slate, in it again, playing all the hits. That's Alicia Carr with her new single, Wild Things. Before that was Keith Sweat with his new single, Good Love. And then we had Johnny Gill featuring New Edition with their new single, This One's For Me and You. Love that song. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for us to introduce our special guest for tonight. You've known them from their many, many incredible ballads like I Swear and Beautiful As You, which is one of my favorites. Now they're back on the scene with a new album called 20 Plus. We'll be talking about that tonight, as well as debuting one of their hit singles from the new album tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm and D Hour Radio Network welcome for the one and only All For One.
Wow. Thank you, man. Thank you for
well,
the warm
wow. Definitely. So how you doing? How you guys doing tonight?
Great, man. It's a great night tonight in California.
Yeah, I wish it was that great here in Arizona. We're kind of burning up out here, man. We're it's almost like somebody turned the oven on and forgot it was on. You know what I mean?
I feel sorry for you guys. I know how hot it is out there. I have a friend of ours, actually Tony, an awful one, lives in Arizona, and it's really hot out there.
Hey, it's blazing, man. It's blazing, definitely. But first and foremost, man, I just want to say it's an honor to have you on the show with us, man. I mean, you guys, you know, have been in the business for a long time, man. Longevity. You guys have produced. I gotta say, man, you guys have produced some of the most incredible love ballads. And just phenomenal music, man. You know, Beautiful As You is definitely one of my favorites. The new album, I love the new album, man. I listened to all of it last night, and I love the new album. And I have to honestly say, Go To Bed is definitely my favorite off the album. The Go To Bed with Shani is definitely my favorite off the album. I love it, man. Love that song. I love that song.
Shanice and Deborah Morgan helped us out on that one and really put down some amazing vocals. And the whole concept of the song is just an amazing thing. So, yeah, it's one of my favorites as well.
Man, I love that. So, you know, tell us how did you come up with All For One for the group? How did you guys come up with that name?
Well, that was like one of the things that our manager came up with at the time. We hadn't really had a name, and he gave us a list of names on the sheet, and All For One was on the sheet spelled a couple of different ways, and that's the one we were all drawn to.
Well, definitely, man. It's definitely a catchy name, and it definitely says a lot about you guys. So, thinking about it, you know, being in the entertainment business for that long, man. I mean, it's not a lot of groups. It's not a lot of artists that can say they've been in the business that long, man, for you guys to do that and continue to produce phenomenal music, man. I mean, that says loads about, you know, your talent and what you guys are all about, man. And I just want to thank you guys for what you contribute.
Well, thank you, man. Yeah, we really like what it is that we do. And I think that has, you know, a lot to do with the longevity, really loving what you do and really getting along with your bandmates and being friends and not, you know, a manufactured sort of band that helped us stay together. We've always said we want to be like the Temptations and Four Tops, and when we want to go our separate ways is when we want to go our separate ways, not when someone else tells us to.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. And, I mean, you know, thinking about that, you know, being in this business for so long, man, I mean, how do you guys, you know, how does the creativity, you know, stay with you guys? How do you guys just keep coming up with, you know, with such phenomenal music?
Well, you know, we're songwriters, and we love to sing songs that make people feel to feel something. Jamie's always in the studio writing. It's one of his big passions, and so when it's time to come together for a new record, we, you know, just trying to figure out what we want to talk about, what we have new to say, and then we just get together and sort of write it and put it out.
Definitely, definitely. Well, man, you guys, like I said, you guys as songwriters, man, you guys are some phenomenal writers, because, you know, I want to thank you guys personally, because, You know, some of your music, you know, definitely made me a hit with the ladies growing up, man. So I really appreciate that. I really appreciate that. Definitely.
You're welcome.
Now, let's talk about the new album, 20 Plus. Like I said, I absolutely love the album. Love it. I'm telling you. I mean, from start to finish, I absolutely love it. You know, what was the inspiration for the album, and, you know, what can the fans expect?
Well, we wanted to do something to commemorate our 20th anniversary. It's really like our 23rd anniversary, but that didn't sound good in the album, so we just called it 20 Plus. And to give it to the fans, we wanted to give them a little bit of something that we've been doing, the old, which we consider like the ballads, like I Swear sort of things. And then we wanted to try to venture into a little more of our R&B side, which we've dabbled in before, but really haven't gone far, far into it. So the album is sort of like a hybrid of pop and R&B, you know, and experimental for us. You know, we're experimenting a little more with the up-tempos as well. Core of it, we kept the great vocals and the harmony as the core.
Definitely. If you're just joining us right now on D-Verse Radio, I'm talking to the one and only Delius Kennedy from the hit group All For One, talking about their new album, 20 Plus. And if you guys haven't heard it, if you haven't listened to it yet, please go get it on iTunes, Amazon, Google. Definitely go get the album. I'm telling you guys right now, the album is phenomenal. So make sure you go get it. You know, they got some hit music from start to finish, so make sure you guys get out there and get that. D-Lix, let me ask you, you know, I know you guys perform overseas. I know you guys perform, you know, all over the place. I mean, what's the love like? You know, I know it's great, you know, it's always great in your hometown and, you know, where you're from, but what's the love like when you guys perform overseas?
The love is amazing overseas, man. It's one of the reasons we stay over there as much. I always tell newer artists when they ask us for advice in the business, I always tell them, if you're fortunate to have an international hit, that you have to go over there and work it when it's a hit. Because, you know, the United States can be on trends and can be fickle, and what's up 1 minute can be down the next
right.
minute. But overseas, it's not the same. You know, you can go over there and work for the next 15 to 20 years, because it's not about whether you have something out now. It's about your catalog, you know, of hits. So, yeah, they love us over there, and we're glad to be going over there. It's funny because our biggest audience outside the United States is Southeast Asia and kind of like in the United
States. Oh, wow.
Whenever we do a concert, inside the United States, half our audience, even in the U.S., is Asian. And I'm not sure why,
wow.
but I'm blessed and I'm happy that they're there. And so when we go over to Asia, they all come out as well.
Oh, man, that's love. That's lovely. But, you know, the crazy thing about it is, I mean, we've talked to, you know, so many different groups of celebrity artists like you guys on the show, and everybody always talk about the type of love that they get overseas and even in Asia and the UK and different things like that. And they always talk about, you know, the type of love that they get over there and how phenomenal it is, because I know I've seen it myself, you know, and, you know, in documentaries and different videos and different things and arts, you know, spoken about that. But I think that's great, man. And you're right, you know, for artists to be able to produce an international hit and to go overseas and receive that type of love, man, I think, and, you know, it speaks boundless, you know, things about, you know, what you guys are all about, man, and what you bring to the table. Because, you know, you and I both know R&B, I don't know, man. It's I don't want to say it's dead right now, you know, when you think about mainstream radio, but it's not like it used to be. You know, they're not producing
not at all.
Type of music. Yeah, they're not producing the type of music that, you know, we were so used to in the 80s and 90s and even in the 70s, you know, and, you know, it's like a lot of artists and companies are kind of getting away from that. And I don't know, man, it's just a little weird because I feel like, you know, that was the staple, you know, of pop music and R&B music, and, you know, and they're kind of coming away from that. And it's good to see artists like you guys and other celebrity artists who are still creating music, like Johnny Gill and New Edition and Silk and different groups like that are still producing new music and bringing back that old R&B flavor so people can see, hey, this is what R&B is all about.
Yeah, I agree, man. It's like, where are our Luther Vandrosses and our Jeffrey Osbournes and our Anita Bakers and our Patti LaBelles and, you know, all those people that were staples that I grew up listening to, that when they sang, you felt the soul in every word that they
yes,
sang.
Yes, indeed.
You know,
yes,
like
indeed.
These days, the record labels and people are so concerned about whether you look good first and then whether you can really sing and deliver a song second, sometimes third or fourth down the line. And it's like, it should be reversed, you know? But at those sort of, those type of things that they look for, we would never have had. If they had back in the day, in the 80s, we would never have had a Luther, a Patti, a Jennifer Holliday, or anything like that, you know, by those standards.
Definitely. Well, you know, I mean, you know, when you think about it, though, here's the thing, though. I find it really interesting how, you know, and that's the reason why, you know, we do what we do, you know, here on the DL Radio Network, you know, and still showing, what I call it is still showing respect to, you know, artists like yourself and other artists who were great in the 80s and 90s and been producing music since then, even in the 70s, you know, that, you know, I feel like you guys deserve all the utmost respect, because if mainstream radio stations, like huge, big mainstream radio stations, if they're playing, you know, different music and all types of music from different new and popular artists, I feel like when All For One or Silk or different groups like that produce new music like you guys are doing right now, a lot of those big time stations don't give it any airplay or little airplay at all. And I feel like it's kind of disrespectful. You know, they'll play your old stuff, you know, but when you guys produce
right,
new music,
right,
it's hard, they don't want to play it. And I just feel like that's disrespectful. And I feel like if I'm going to play your old stuff, then I'm going to play your new stuff, because your new stuff is just as fantastic as your old stuff, you know? So I just
find
that it's really interesting that they do that.
I think a lot of, once you're considered an older artist, they don't want to ever give you the chance to be anything other than what you were in the past, you know?
Right.
And it's sad, because there are a lot of artists who are making amazing music that you just have to go and try to find without the benefit of radio. You know, you have to hear about it, or, oh, I heard so-and-so had a new album. Jeffrey Osborne has a new album. It's like, what? You go and find it and then listen to it and fall in love with it and then wish that you were heard on the radio, but you don't. You have to go search for that type of music.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we get our listeners all the time when we play some of the artists' new music, and they're like, man, that song was phenomenal. I don't understand why, you know, big mainstream radio stations aren't playing it. I'm like, I don't know. I said, but you're going to hear it here, because we're going to constantly keep playing it, you know. So I just think that, you know, that's the type of respect, you know, that you guys deserve. And, you know, and also when you truly do look at it, it's just a sign that, you know, they're coming away from all the principles of what good music was all about. And I feel like that's why we have so many different issues. I'm not gonna lie to you, man. I think music, 70s, 80s, 90s, I think music, the type of music that you guys created, it didn't just make people feel good listening to it. I mean, it actually helped people. You know, it calmed people.
Yeah.
You know, our society was a lot calmer. It wasn't as violent and as crazy as it is right now, you know. And I think a lot of people don't take into that fact that music, I think music helped a lot of people, you know, growing up and structured society and helped society in so many different ways. And I think people don't look at it like that. And I think they should. I think that's the reason why we should get back to that type of music.
Definitely, man. Music helps people in the fact that it lets people know that they're not alone in going through whatever they want to go through. How many times have you heard a song and it's literally talking about some problem that you're having or whatever, and you're like, oh, this song is talking about me. This is my song. And you start to realize that other people are going through the same thing that you're going through. And it's a big testament to stations like yourself that keep that alive and give people that opportunity to find this type of music.
Definitely.
So, you know, hand claps to you, man.
Oh, appreciate it, man. Definitely. Now, are you guys touring right now? I mean, can some of the fans expect to see you guys statewide and any touring, any concerts, any tours right now?
Yes, we're actually on tour right now until I think December or January of next year, as part of the I Love the 90s tour, which is an amazing tour. It's like, yeah, it's selling out everywhere. It's us, and it's Salt and Pepper, and it's Coolio, and it's Young MC and Vanilla Ice and Color Me Bad. It's an amazing show that's being well received all around the country. So if you go to our website, which is all-4-one.com, you can see all the list of tour dates that we'll be at.
Definitely, definitely, and it's a shame too because they did a I Love the 90s concert here in Arizona, but I don't think you guys were on the ticket, and that's a shame because that would have been fantastic.
Oh yeah, us and Color Me Bad were in Canada that same day, so we couldn't do that one in Phoenix. But I heard it was amazing.
That would have been really fantastic. But yeah, definitely. Now you guys, if anybody want to catch up with you guys on social media, how can they catch up with you on social media?
You can go to our Facebook page, which is For One Music, and that's the same thing for Instagram, which is All For One Music. And on Twitter, it's all_4_one. You can find us in all those places.
Definitely, man, definitely. Now, Delius, I want to say this. One of my last questions I want to really ask you before we debut you guys' new single, Now That We're Together, for all the new artists, you know, all the new artists coming up and who's trying to get into this business and, you know, they really want to be successful and they want to, you know, map themselves after you guys and blueprint themselves after, you know, the type of success that you guys have. You know, what type of advice would you give to new artists and, you know, coming up in this business today?
Advice I would give to newer artists would be to definitely hone your craft. Make sure you're in it for the right reasons, because that's how you also achieve longevity. If you love to sing and you're not in for, I want to be famous or I just want money sort of thing, but you truly love to sing, that's one thing. And then also when choosing your songs, it's nice to have those of-the-moment songs, but really pay attention and try to find what we call career songs, songs, as we were talking about earlier, that affect people's emotions, that make people, you know, remember when or take them back, because those are the songs that will allow you to be around for 20 years as they have with us by having like I Swear and I Can Love You Like That or So Much In Love or Beautiful As You, as you said. Those are songs that, you know, touch people's emotions that they'll want to come see and hear 20 years later, you know. So pay attention to what it is that you record.
Definitely, definitely. And I want to thank you so much, man, for hanging out with me tonight and joining us tonight on the show. And like I said, it's truly an honor. And I always like to say this to our guests, you know, you come on as a guest and, you know, you guys leave as a family member. So, you know, you guys are family members of this network now, man. We're going to keep supporting you and playing your fantastic music and, you know, telling everybody what's going on with you guys. And just keep supporting you, man, because that's what it's all about.
Well, thank you, man. We appreciate it, definitely. And we want to thank you for keeping the music alive.
Absolutely, man, absolutely. Now, go ahead and we're going to do a world premiere. You guys are single tonight, man. Go ahead and introduce your single for everybody.
Okay. This is our brand new single by All For One called Now That We're Together. I hope you like it.
DIY Radio Network. Delius, I want to thank you so much, man. You have a blessed night tonight.
You do the same.
Here is promises. And now that we're together, my heart can beat again.
I was lost and broken. All rhyme and rhythm gone. Peace by peace, you heal me. Now my life is a song. Love you, girl. Love you. Oh, oh, oh.
I'm trying to say that ain't nobody love you in a better way.
Put your makeup on, get your nails done, curl your hair, run the extra mile, keep it slim so they like you, so they like you. Get your sexy on, don't be shy girl, take it off, this is what you want, to belong, so they like you, do you like you. You don't have to try so hard. You don't have to give it all away. You just have to get up, get up, get up, get up. You don't have to change a single thing. You don't have to try, 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 try. You don't have to try, 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 try. You don't have to try, 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 try. You don't have to try. You don't have to try. Shopping on at the mall, maxi credit cards, you don't have to choose, buy it all, so they like you, so they like you. Wait a second, why should you care what they think of you when you're all alone by yourself? Do you like you? Do you like you? You don't have to try. Your hair down, take a breath, look into the mirror at yourself. Don't you like you? Cause I like you.
DL Radio Network, D Slate, playing all the hits. That was Kobe Calais with her single Try. Playing all the hits right here on D-Verse Radio. I want to thank everybody for tuning in and hanging out with us tonight. Had a phenomenal time with the one and only All for One. Shout out to the guys of All for One. Make sure you guys go get their new album, 20 Plus, on Amazon, Google, as well as iTunes. Trust me, go get the album. The album is incredible. You're absolutely going to love the music on their new album. And there's a song called Go to Bed. I'm telling you guys right now, all the couples, all the married couples who love, you know, love ballads and music that inspires relationships and love, definitely go get the album. The album's phenomenal. That absolutely, trust me, it's phenomenal. And I just want to say again, keep tuning in to the DL Radio Network. We got some great shows coming up for you in the coming weeks. Next week on the Tuesday spot, we're going to be talking to the beautiful and the talented Miss Charnell Brown from the hit TV series It's a Different World. So definitely make sure you guys tune in for the DL Radio Network next week. Got some great shows coming up. So, again, you guys be blessed. Have a phenomenal night. Enjoy the rest of your night. D-Slate to blow the dust off of them old school double play. You already know I got them for you. I got some David Ruffin. I got some spinners. Let's go. Be blessed. Enjoy your Thursday night. We'll see you guys next time.
Somewhere that should be for all the world to see, a statue of a fool made of stone, an image of a man who let love slip through his hands and then let him stand there all alone. So build a statue and oh, the world's greatest fool, and name it after me. In their own estate, a gold tear should be played to honor every tear he shed, and I think it would show, then everyone would know, concealed inside is a broken heart. So build a statue and oh, build it high, so the world can see. The world's greatest fool, and name it after me. Thank you.
In a world like today, it's a rare occasion to be able to see young mothers like the ones that were around when I grew up. But they live on in memory to quite a few of us. And this song is dedicated to those who cherish that memory. Early one Sunday morning, breakfast was on the table. There was no time to eat. She said to me, "Boy, hurry to Sunday school." Filled with a Lord of glory, we learned the holy story. She'll always have her dreams, despite the things this troubled world can bring. Oh, say, don't you know we love you, sweet Sadie? Place no one above you, sweet Sadie. Well, well, well.
Living in the past.
Sometimes it seems so funny. No money will turn your life around. Sweeter than cotton candy, stronger than Papa's old brandy. Always that needed smile. Once in a while, she would break down and cry. Sometimes she'd be so happy being with us and Daddy, standing the worst of times, breaking